Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church on this sixth Sunday of Easter, Sunday, May 17th. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We sing together hymn 477, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven.
Alleluia, Alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raise. Sing to God a hymn of gladness, sing to God a hymn of praise. He who won the cross a victim, for the world's salvation bled. Jesus Christ, the King of glory, now is risen from the dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen, death at last has met defeat. See the ancient powers of evil in confusion and retreat. Once he died and once was buried, now he lives forevermore. Jesus Christ, the world's Redeemer, whom we worship and adore. Alleluia, Alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Savior, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, Alleluia, to the Triune Majesty. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. We turn to Psalm 66. Psalm 66, and we read together in unison verses 8 through 20. Psalm 66, verses 8 through 20. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads, who went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 17. While Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him. And some said, "What does this babbler wish to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities, because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection." And they took hold of him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God, in the hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we are indeed his offspring.' Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to us all by raising him from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." The second reading is from Peter's first epistle, chapter 3. "Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers, having been subjected to him." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." We sing the responsory for Easter, page 222.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
We sing hymn 693, O Holy Spirit, grant us grace. Hymn 693.
O Holy Spirit, grant us grace, that we our Lord and Savior, in faith and fervent love embrace, and truly serve him ever. The hour of death cannot bring loss, when we are sheltered by the cross that canceled our transgressions. Help us that we, thy saving word, in faithful hearts may treasure. Let her that bread of life afford new grace in richest measure. O make us die to every sin. Each day create new life within, that fruits of faith may flourish. And when our earthly race is run, death's bitter bar impending, then may thy work in us begun continue till life's ending, until we gladly may commend our souls into our Savior's hand, the crown of life obtaining. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for the sixth Sunday of Easter is recorded in the Gospel of St. John. I read again the words of Jesus from chapter 14, verse 19. Jesus said, "Because I live, you shall live also." Dear Christians, Trinity members, and neighbors, these days it's hard to know who to believe and what to believe. Some people believe that wearing a mask is necessary to protect both you and your neighbor from the virus. Others believe that wearing a mask is all for looks and does nothing to keep you or your neighbor from getting sick. Some believe that the threat of sickness and death from the virus is the greatest danger that we face as a nation. Others believe that shutting down the economy and keeping it shut down is an even greater danger to our country. Some believe that the coronavirus is uniquely dangerous and deadly. Others believe that it's no worse than the influenza that claims tens of thousands of American lives each year. Some believe that politicians have our best interests at heart as they continue to order us to stay in our homes, keep our businesses closed, and only slowly and over time begin to return to our normal routines. Others believe this is a power grab on the part of the government, an attempt by those in authority to take away the very individual rights given to us by God and secured for us by our Constitution. Some believe that churches should defy the government and continue to hold services. Others believe that we should refrain from services for now, not only out of obedience to the governing authorities, but more importantly, out of concern for our neighbor's physical well-being. Some believe that pastors are sinning as they withhold the Lord's Supper from their members. Others believe that pastors are putting their members at risk by welcoming them to the Lord's table. Within our own congregation, you will find people who come down on different sides of all of these issues that have forced themselves on us. Yes, these days, it's hard to know who to listen to and what to believe. But for us who are Christians, and for those who are not, there is someone who can be believed, someone we can listen to, someone whose words ring true. And that someone is Jesus. And there is something we can believe, something we can be sure of, something that is beyond doubt and question. And that something is the words of Jesus. And in the midst of all of the words that are being spoken and all of the ink that is being spilt about the coronavirus and how best to respond to it, here comes Jesus who says, "Because I live, you shall live also." And in the confusion and all of the noise and discussion and conversation today, this is what we really need to hear. Faced with dire warnings about sickness and death, bombarded with reports about Americans losing their jobs, businesses going belly up, and 401ks taking a hit, taken aback by increased rates of suicide and depression and domestic abuse, immersed in growing social unrest and caught up in a power struggle between those who govern and those who are governed. In the midst of all of that, here comes Jesus with a handful of words, a single promise that can give us strength and hope, peace and perspective at this time and all the time, in these circumstances and in every circumstance. Here's the bottom line. In the end, this is all that matters. "Because I live," Jesus says, "you shall live also." You're going to live, Jesus says. You're going to live through this virus and the next one and the one after that. You're going to live in spite of the financial struggles and economic setbacks that you might be facing. You're going to live in spite of the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes that have gone undiagnosed and untreated over the last several weeks. You're going to live in spite of the old age that takes you down little by little, year by year. You're going to live in spite of the tragic accident or the violent crime that might snuff out your life in the blink of an eye. You're going to live in spite of the fact that you are a sinner and that the wages of your sin is your death. you're going to live. That's what Jesus says. You're going to live. Not because you make the right lifestyle choices at every turn, because you don't. Not because the government intervenes and protects you from whatever and whoever might threaten you, because it can't. Not because health professionals will eventually develop treatments and cures for any and every disease known to mankind. That's not going to happen either. No, Jesus says, because I live, you shall live also. You're going to live because of Jesus. You're going to live because Jesus lives. His life means life for you. Your living is wrapped up in His living. You know, it's surprising that even though this is the sixth Sunday of Easter, it isn't the post-Easter Jesus who gives this promise of life. These are not words that the risen Lord Jesus spoke in those 40 days between His resurrection from the dead and His ascension into heaven. No, Jesus spoke these words to His disciples on Maundy Thursday, on the night when He was betrayed, on the eve of His crucifixion. Even as Jesus said, because I live, He knew that He was about to die on a cross for them and you and me and every sinner. Even as Jesus said, because I live, He knew that He was about to give His life to take away the sin of the world and to give life to the world. Even as Jesus said, because I live, He knew that within 24 hours, His lifeless body would be laid to rest in a tomb. Jesus knew that He was going to die. He knew that He would lay down His life, but He also knew that He would take His life up again, that He would live again. He told His disciples, yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. And indeed, they did. They saw Jesus after His death, after His burial, after He had risen from the dead. They saw with their own eyes that the dead and buried Jesus lived again. And because He lived, they knew that His death on the cross had atoned and made satisfaction for their sins and taken them all away. Because He lived, they knew that they had been brought back to God and were now loved by Him. Because He lived, they knew that His Spirit would be given to them and dwell with them and be in them. Because He lived, they knew that they would live also. Because He lived, they knew that they too would be raised from the dead. Because He lived, they knew that they would live forever with Him. Earlier that evening, in that same upper room, Jesus had promised them, "Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus speaks to you and me those same wonderful words of promise. Jesus says, you will see me. Jesus says, because I live, you shall live also. And those words of our living Redeemer give to us the same hope that Job expressed in his day in the midst of sickness and suffering. Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end He will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see Him with my own eyes. Because Jesus lives, His death on the cross has atoned for all of your sin, made satisfaction for every one of them, taken them all away. Because Jesus lives, you have been brought back to God, who now loves you and is happy to claim you as His child and heir. Because Jesus lives, He has given you His Spirit, who now dwells with you and is in you. Because Jesus lives, you will live also. Because Jesus lives, you too will be raised from the dead. Because Jesus lives, you will live forever with Him. Jesus' promise is for you too. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. At this time, when it's hard to know who to believe and what to believe, you have Jesus. You have His word and promise. You can believe Jesus. You can trust what he says. In the face of so much confusing information, Jesus speaks to us a clear word and gives to us a plain promise. Because I live, you shall live also. And perhaps these words of Jesus can be part of your conversation with others during this time. In addition to stating your own opinion about wearing a mask and how quickly the state should reopen and if the government has overstepped its authority, you might want to put this promise of Jesus into the ears of your neighbor and give them a solid place to stand in these uncertain days. And perhaps these words of Jesus are the place to start as you give a reason for the hope that is in you, a hope that is rooted in Jesus, in his promise. Because I live, you will live also. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We confess the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray for the Church of God here and everywhere, that all who confess Jesus Christ may be united in teaching and witness, defended against all the assaults of the enemy, and eager to gather together around your word and sacrament in love for one another. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this congregation, for the work of the kingdom in our community, and for the resources to accomplish all that God desires, that his name may be glorified among us and his purpose fulfilled in our words and works, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the agencies and institutions through which we love our neighbor and provide for those in need, for the destitute and homeless, and for everyone who suffers unemployment and underemployment, that we may aid them in their needs and assist them to find honorable labor to supply all their needs, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the lonely who suffer the burdens of life without friendship or family, for those who are depressed or weary of pandemic measures, and for the fellowship of the church, that we may bear one another's burdens and live in community with Christ as our head, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and those who suffer, that God would grant healing to their bodies, peace for their minds, and consolation in their grief and sorrow, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the love of godly things, that we may delight in God's word and walk in his ways, and for the Spirit, that we may be led into all truth and be kept free from error and false teaching, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our nation, for those who lead our nation, for the end of the pandemic, for peace among the nations, and for an end to terror and violence, that we may work for the common good so that justice may prevail, life be protected, and truth abound, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We sing hymn 694, Thee Will I Love, My Strength, My Tower, hymn 694.
Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. Thee will I love, my hope, my joy. Thee will I love with all my power. With ardor time shall ne'er destroy. Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. Thee will I love, my life, my Savior, who art my best and truest friend. Thee will I love and praise forever, for never shall thy kindness end. Thee will I love with all my heart, thou my Redeemer art. I thank thee, Jesus, Son from heaven, whose radiance hath brought light to me. I thank thee who hast richly given all that could make me glad and free. I thank thee that my soul is healed by what thy lips revealed. Oh, keep me watchful then and humble. Permit me nevermore to stray. Uphold me when my feet would stumble, and keep me on the narrow way. Fill all my nature with thy light, O radiant strong and bright. Thee will I love, my crown of gladness. Thee will I love, my God and Lord. Amid the darkest depths of sadness, and not for hope of high reward. For thine own sake, O light divine, so long as life is mine.